This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly, chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door.
Use code MIX40 to get $40 off your meal plan.
Telo, one of the best wireless providers with no contracts and no hidden fees. Get 15% off your first order with code MMANUTS15. Smart Home, an easy-to-use source for lighting, security, and home entertainment products that the average do-it-yourselfer can safely install. Get 10% off with code MMANUTS10. Relax the Back, the best place to get products that address pain points and wellness from head to toe. Get 5% off with code MMARTB. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes, with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 404.
404!
My name is Inga Weigel.
Matt Grant, MMA Show. Bio fans, foreign fans, walking line between serious and ridiculous. It's cracking.
You're cracking, man.
Fuck yeah. Would you like some foam with your beers?
No, I'm quite all right. How are you even drinking that? Crazy.
It'll settle down.
It's a lot of foam in one beer.
Ooh, that one's not as cold as the other one.
No?
It's weird. It's the same brand.
Uh-huh.
Tastes 100% different than what I just drank. Really? Maybe because my glass isn't as cold as it was when
it could
I first
be that.
Had a beer.
It could be something else. Could your nostrils perhaps be melted?
Maybe I could not be tasting it as well for some unforeseen
reason. It could be
melted
nostrils and smelling and taste buds.
I don't know.
Could be that too.
We had UFC 230 over the weekend.
Yes.
I want to give props to Paul Felder. Usually I shit on that guy. He did a really good job.
Took a dump on him.
He did a really good job.
Yeah.
Him and Rogan. And then there was one of the fights where it was super bloody and they're painting the canvas and Felder's going, "We're going to get blood on us, man. Oh, I got blood on my cell phone. Look out, Joe." I think one of them, either Joe or Anna, got blood on their shirt. And, like, blood was just spewing everywhere. So, come the main event, it's literally just a paint-stained canvas with blood.
Really?
From someone bleeding all over earlier.
That's cool.
Yes.
Bloody messes are fun.
Yeah. And then we have a couple guys, when they get into the cage, they're pissing like a dog would piss, like lifting a leg up and do a mock piss on the way to the cage.
Nice.
Is this some intimidation factor?
Probably.
Like, I piss here, you piss there, we piss all over.
Marking their territory, and I think some guy smelled the piss, or mock smelt the piss.
Really?
This is very awkward.
Dog pound! Woof, 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 woof!
I guess.
However that works.
I don't know.
It's like a Cleveland thing. Weren't you talking about Cleveland Browns?
Yeah. They're going to win the Super Bowl.
Dog pound.
Dog bound. Right.
Yeah. Oof, oof.
Something.
We're scary.
So let's start with the main event. So you had Derek Lewis versus Daniel Cormier. And I go with the weird shit first. So Derek Lewis was doing that Q&A. And instead of the open workout, and they asked him what he eats before the fight, he said, "If my wife is here, I eat her ass." That guy's fucking on point.
I like it.
And then he also got the Popeye sponsorship, right?
He did. For life or something.
Yeah, I think he could eat for free for life. And then what was the other thing? Like, if he won, wasn't the Popeye's...
Oh, there was free Popeye's somewhere...
Somewhere in Houston, Texas.
It's free Popeye's.
For, like, for 2 hours.
For everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what, Popeye's? I got to say, I do like fried chicken, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to pick fried chicken, Popeye's is probably one of my number one choices.
Never had it.
I got to say. Yeah, and their corn... Their corn on the cob, they cut it in like little quarter corns, and it's like with butter.
That is un-American.
Quarter corns
with
butter.
Quarter
corn. No, because it's on a stick. So you pull the stick out, so you can eat it, drive-through corn, and it's buttery, salty goodness, and you just get it all over yourself and rub it on your face, and then you go for the cornhole.
I can respect that.
Yeah,
but
it's good stuff.
Corn on a stick, that seems weird. I like to put my fancy knobbers in the side.
Ah, you still have those? Are they corn? Numbers?
No, hell no. I've got the fancy, like, OXO, like, the black handle, rubber.
Okay. I used to have those corn ones. It was like
corn on the cob. Yeah, everybody had those as a kid, those yellow, shitty plastic corn ones.
Exactly. They always break.
Fuck yeah.
Shit.
That's legit. You can't burn your hand. You can't just pick up the corn.
It's too hot.
So anyway, back to
back
fights.
Back to fights. Yeah, well, it didn't go so well.
No, I want to say that also Cormier weighed in at 251. 251!
Apparently he was eating some corn.
For a guy that weighed at 205 normally. I think the Stipe fight, he weighed 244.
Yeah.
Which is kind of ridiculous.
And he's looking a little...
Oh, super little. And then he said the day of the fight, he said, this is when you know you're getting old. He said, I fucking sneezed and I threw my back out the morning of the fight. Literally didn't know if he was going to be able to fight.
That bad, huh?
Yeah. So he'd like said, you know what? I'm going to take a nap. And then after his nap, he got up, went for a walk, and then everything kind of relaxed. And then he was like back into fight mode. But what the fuck? Imagine that. Like, because he was saying, like, how am I supposed to explain? Okay, so I can't fight because I sneezed and I threw my back out in the process.
If you ask the chiropractor, that probably didn't happen from the sneeze. It happened before that. The sneeze just
aggravated.
But I've had that happen before, like coming out of the shower and like after jiu-jitsu, and I'm like drying my, I'm like, oh fuck, like my back seized up. And it's not from that. It's because it's already fucked up, you know. So, but yeah, I know that feeling where you've had it too, I'm sure, where you literally like you can't move and it hurts so bad just to breathe. Can you imagine having to fight like that?
No. No good's gonna come from that. So we get to the main event now, and I'm so disappointed in Derek Lewis. I bet money on him for like two bets.
Ah.
But he literally is just throwing kicks randomly, and he's getting taken down, and he's like zero effort to get back up. And the takedowns that DC's landing, like, these are the weakest fucking takedown attempts ever, but Derek's got nothing to offer. Like, Derek should have just come out, guns a-blazing, and, like, just lit him up. Like, just throw some fucking punches. And I think he said his game plan was, like, I'm just going to kind of coast the first two rounds, conserve energy, and then go for it in round three, which, retrospect, you can't do the same thing to DC that you got away with against that Russian Volkov. They got his ass beat for three rounds. So maybe, you know, we need to take that into the equation. You know, he fights, I don't know, 20 some odd days ago, basically got his ass kicked for three rounds and then wins in the last 15 seconds. Like, how much did that hurt him coming into this fight?
Yeah, a lot probably. And I don't get the strategy because guys play to their weakness. I don't like that. I think you play to your strengths. You know, when you do well, you try to do it better and just go at people with that. Why do you have to, like, try to overcome your shortcomings? That doesn't seem very, like, smart to me.
No. And DC even said, like, wow. Like, I've been hit pretty hard in my life, because I think there was a point where DC said he had Lewis's leg up, and then he got clipped in the eye, and then he couldn't see for 15 seconds. He said it was, like, the hardest punch he's ever been hit with. He'd been hit by Rumble in the past and some of the other heavyweights that he fought. And now people are saying, you know, is DC fucking, like, is he fighter of the year for 2018? Seeing, like, well, he beat, what, Stipe? I think he had, he beat someone at 205 for the fucking belt again, defended it. And then Derek Lewis. It's weird to say that Derek Lewis was ranked number two.
You can make an argument. I mean, it's definitely something to be discussed. I think if he wins his next fight against whoever he fights, I think you got to put him in there. Like, right now it's on the cusp because he's not exactly fighting the best of the best in there. I mean,
well, Stipe, yes, but
but there's one guy we're talking, not there's one guy, one guy
he's never gonna beat him.
He's that, you know, is just, and it, does that disqualify from him from being the best of the best?
No, but because literally Cormier has been fighting in the wrong weight division just because of Cain Velasquez, right?
True.
He's undefeated at heavyweight.
True. Against some of the best.
Right.
I mean, so greatest heavyweight
and
of all time.
You could argue, I'm not going to say this, but you could argue that Stipe was the best just because he defended the UFC heavyweight title three times, which is the most ever in the history of the UFC. I'm not going to say he's the best. I don't think that. I mean, Stipe being the best.
Yeah.
Like, Cormier is way better than Stipe. Stipe is still salty.
Do you think Cormier is the greatest heavyweight of all time?
It's hard to say he isn't.
You make a good point.
You know, he's going to go out on top where you look at Fedor. Like, he's been around forever. And he's, like, how many losses has Fedor had?
Three or four in the last few years.
Yeah. And even that Fabio Maldonado fight. Like, Fabio clearly won that fucking fight.
What the hell is going on?
The Fedor, a million echoes. His name is Fedor. It's pronounced a
Fedor!
Thank you. Thank you, fucking Russia and vodka drinking guy. Where is
that guy? We need that guy.
He's the best. The best in the business.
Yeah. I feel like I would love to have this man announcing, like while I'm having sex, just like
it's the ego!
There it goes!
The ego!
It's like, you know, you need to have him there for motivation.
He's delivering it home right now! Oh.
That's the best.
You're damn right.
I bet you he'd be available for the higher.
I'm guessing he is. I don't think he's working much at Russia after that fatal fight. He might be.
This is claim to fame.
They need to stop the fight.
Yeah. So Cormier, next, you think his next fight is at 205 or at heavyweight?
Well, he said, I want to say the scenario was it's either Lesnar at heavyweight. If he doesn't get Lesnar, it's a rematch with Stipe.
Ooh.
And Jones at light heavyweight. That's the three options for him.
Okay.
And this is his last fight. Like, he's won and done now, which is unfortunate.
You said that for sure?
Yeah. Well, it's March of 2019. He's done fighting.
Okay. Well, he has an announcing career and intelligent guy. He doesn't have to, you know, keep fighting.
He's got something super lucrative in the future coming up, announcing or TV-wise, but he said he can't talk about it right now, but in the near future, he'll let everybody know.
Maybe he bought Popeye's chicken?
I don't know. He had, I think, the Carl's Jr. sponsorship.
Ooh.
Well, the other man had the fucking
Popeye's chicken?
Yeah. So I don't know, and even talk about Derek Lewis, like, I don't know what's next for that guy. Here we need guys that are going to stand and bang.
Mark Hunt.
I don't know anymore. I really don't know anymore. Yeah. It's like you look at heavyweight, super thin. You look at light heavyweight, super thin.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not going to go to light heavyweight.
No. He had the cut. Like Lewis had the cut to do the 265, and he looked in pretty phenomenal shape. Like, for having another fight on really short notice. So then we had Chris Weidman versus Jacare Souza. I like to call him Souza.
Souza?
And they call him Souza.
Souza.
I always call him the wrong names. I gotta take my socks off. I'm getting heated.
He's removing his socks, folks.
Watch out.
There we go.
So, fucking Weidman. This guy.
Fucking Weidman.
He was doing awesome for two rounds, and then Jacare shuts him off. Like, literally, it's one of those almost where, remember when Krokop got knocked out and his knee buckled and the leg went under? Similar style, the way Weidman went down. And then Dan Murgliata didn't stop the fight right away, and Jacare, after the punch, Weidman goes down. Jacare is looking at him going, are you gonna fucking stop this or what? He's not gonna stop it. So then he makes him throw four more punches, and Jacare is looking at him going, why do you make me throw four more? He's clearly out.
Yep.
So credit to Souza for not just,
he's a respectable guy. I like him a lot. I think, you know, as crazy as he is, he's in the cage. He's very respectable.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and fucking, you know, here's Chris Weidman now.
Three KOs in the last five fights?
No, he's been KO'd four of his last five fights.
Oh, that many? Holy moly.
Okay. And these are, I mean, they've been pretty brutal, too.
Yeah,
it's not like
not
just kind of, you think back to, like, the beating that Rockhold put on him, too. Like, oh, man. Like, I don't...
He's got the knees thing. He's got his body. Now he's getting knocked out all the time. I mean, we've seen Overeem come back from that. So, I think circumstances were slightly different.
Yeah.
So, do you think this has anything to do with USADA?
100%. I can sugarcoat anything. But 9-0 before USADA, I thought was what the stat was, and then 1-4. Post USADA or one and four. Just not good. Just not good. Like, that is not a good record. Clearly two different fighters, pre and post USADA.
Your phone's going off. Now someone's calling you.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Take it out.
Well, this, it's like, hey motherfucker, you gonna vote? I'm getting a million calls and texts and like, oh fuck yourself. Please
go vote.
Election get over already.
Maybe you should vote, man.
I already did. Mailed that shit in like a week ago. Mm-hmm. So what's it, what do you think's next for like a Weidman?
I think, I don't know how many fights he has left on his contract, but I think a good case can be made for him to take some time off and potentially look at other organizations. I think he would be a good fit for a Bellator.
I think you're right. And a new weight class, even.
And time off. Like a year off. Give him
a lot of damage.
Break. Yeah.
Like I don't want to make comparisons, but this is kind of like the Chuck Liddell where I still feel like he's got a ton of fight left in him, but he's just not having success. He was winning this fight, though. He looked probably the best he's looked in years.
That's probably the worst thing. The worst thing that happened to him is the fact that he was dominating this fight, because that's going to put doubt in his mind, and he's going to want to come back and fight, and then he's going to get knocked out again potentially. This is one of those things. Yeah, because he thinks he can. He's still skilled. He can fight, but I think you need to give the brain time to rest. For some reason, he keeps getting shut off. It's not going to go well. Chris Lieben, Chuck Liddell, you just said. I mean, let's go down the list of guys who all of a sudden started getting KO'd like crazy. I mean, what's it going to take? How many times?
This is the point where someone's got to say time off, different organization, or different weight class. Yeah. But definitely, I agree with you, time off. For
a year.
Sure.
At least a year. Do some jiu-jitsu or something. I'm sure you can get paid doing jiu-jitsu tournaments or something like that, you know? Make a little money doing that and not take damage to the dome. Maybe it's a training problem too. I don't know if he's like getting hit in training a lot, and it's
I don't know what the sparring situation is for the Weidman, Luongo, and Sarah.
Maybe they're going at it hard, and that's part of the problem. I don't know.
And then Souza again, it's like 185. I don't know what to do with these guys.
Well, Jacare is like hot cold a lot. He's wins one, lose one.
Well, there's argument for, you know, it's Whitaker and Gastelum are fighting for the title here in the near future. Israel Adesanya, we're going to talk about him in a second, but he just won. Jacare won. So it's like one of those two guys has to fight for the title. I don't match Adesanya and Souza up against each other.
No.
It's one of those guys gets the title, and then one of the guys has to fight someone else.
I agree. I think you give it to the younger guy.
I think so, too, because he was arguing. So quickly, talk about him. No, just fucking stuffed every single takedown that Brunson threw at him. And then he clips Brunson with a knee coming in, and then he's just picking his shots. He was on the MMA Hour with Luke Thomas with the interview talking about his shots. He's like, once I hit the knee, that was like 90%. Then I just hit him with 40%, but it was just picking the shot because everything was chin, backed up again, question mark kick, tink, and everything's like, like, man, he is just so on point. And I think, literally say this, that guy will be champion 2019, 100%.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. It because he's got takedown defense, and it's like a Chuck, well, kind of similar to a Chuck Liddell in that he's not getting taken down.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got the striking of the Anderson Silva and a John Jones.
Whoa!
So it's fucking, it's
big
ridiculous.
Words, Matt.
It's ridiculous.
Okay.
So he is lobbying to, like, if Whitaker wins, you got an Australian guy and he's from New Zealand. He's like, let's do a fucking Australian card. Like, how big would that be?
Huge.
Yeah.
People go crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. This guy's articulate too. So I love it. So I'd love to see him get the title shot. I think it warrants it. Jacare could sit on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and who knows what's going on with Luke Rockhold. What is he in? He's got an injury forever. Perpetual injury. In perpetuity. This guy. It's like a Rich Franklin black eye is a Luke Rockhold injured leg.
True.
Always.
He's very injured.
So let's move right along. We're out of UFC 230. There were other fights. A couple other guys got KO'd. Five finishes.
I will switch gears to, did you see this John Jones video of him deadlifting 635 pounds? Did you see this? Oh, yeah. He's about to go ham on this. Have you not seen it?
No.
Here he goes.
I don't like his form.
Ooh.
I'll just tell you, that's all back. I thought the deadlift, you're supposed to get lower with your ass when you start it.
He's still got tiny ass legs, but his team is excited.
Good for him.
Yeah. So
that's all fighting is about, is deadlifts.
Yeah, I don't know. There's so much
emphasis placed, I'm going to email this to you, so much emphasis placed on the strength of John Jones. And I just wonder, like, how much does it really matter? Because he's a great fighter before all the strength training. What is the purpose of all this?
Well, you got to take into account, like, remember when he started doing all the powerlifting, and then he came back and had that fight with OSP, and he looked like shit.
Yes.
He looked like shit. So I don't know how much all this super powerlifting translates into making you a better fighter. I mean, in the case that we saw, you say John did powerlifting, fought OSP, looked like shit. I don't know if it's a one-to-one, 100%, like, that's why he looked like shit, but I don't think you need to be doing super, like, fucking max.
635 pounds.
This looks
pounds.
Like Cain Velasquez type of shit, where why are you maxing everything out? Just to show off?
Because, like, you can.
I get it. You're strong. Big deal.
Yeah.
One rep of the hardest, strongest, biggest weights in the world doesn't make you the best fighter in the world.
No, it does not. And it could also add to...
injury.
Injury.
That's what I'm adding. Injuries. Like, you don't want to do max fucking lifts of anything.
635 pounds is a lot of weight. That's insane. I don't think I can do 235 pounds of deadlifts. Could I, maybe?
I don't even want to try. Fuck that. I don't even deadlift anymore. It's not worth it.
It's too dangerous.
What else? Should we talk about Mayweather?
Yeah. Conor McGregor? No. Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather and some fucking kickboxer.
Tenshin Nasukawa at Ryzen 14, end of the year.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. Like, what the fuck is going on over there? And if he's not doing anything with the UFC, why? Like, I don't get this, because you would think that...
Big money.
Yeah, but why wouldn't he do any... If he was just going to do a boxing match, why wouldn't it be like Zuffa boxing or UFC boxing or... There's no good relations there. The UFC wasn't willing to pay him the money.
Perhaps, and you know, the overseas market could be pretty big. So maybe he's making
more lucrative.
Shit tons of cash.
I thought they were selling out like 50,000 seat arenas.
Where, overseas?
In Ryzen.
Oh yeah, they are. That's huge.
So maybe that adds into the
gate
equation.
Plus the TV stuff and all the overseas hype and everything else involved with it. He's probably making a couple hundred million or something. So I mean, you know.
And we don't even know what this match is. We're just assuming it's boxing.
This guy's a kickboxer. Yeah.
They said, we're going to have a contest end of the year, but more than likely it's going to be a boxing match. They fight in a ring.
Good.
It's just weird. What if it may not even be anything. Maybe they're just going to arm wrestle or something bullshit, because they do that weird shit overseas. I've seen many an arm wrestling match between like a Mark Hunt and an Alistair Overeem when they would do all that weird shit. So who knows?
Yeah.
I saw for the Conor versus Khabib fight, there was a rumor that Conor made $50 million from that fight.
Wow.
Because of his cut from the pay-per-view sales.
That's insane.
And then Khabib's manager is saying that because of that, he wants Khabib to make $50 million for his next fight. That's obviously not going to happen, but what do you think if Khabib was able to fight again within the next 6 months? What's a realistic number for this guy? Proving he's a draw now.
He is a draw?
You don't think? That was like the biggest UFC pay-per-view in the history.
Yeah, but I still think
that's
because...
Is it all Conor?
I think it was the combo of the two.
Yeah.
I don't think you put Khabib up against... Khabib against some other random...
Tony Ferguson?
That's not going to draw like Conor McGregor would.
I actually think he does over $1 million on that.
Sales?
Fight. Yeah.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of fair numbers between $5 and $10 million to pay the guy. $50 million is obscene. It's insane.
Well, Dana said that's not happening. This is not. You're not Conor McGregor.
Then you give him like maybe like $1 million to show, $1 million to win, or something, or some
cut of pay per view.
Cut of the pay per view.
Because I think he got $2 million to show for that Conor fight, and then. A much smaller, so maybe Conor got 90% of the pay-per-view, and he probably got 10. But I think five's probably...
5 to 10 mil. 50 million is obscene. Even 20, I think, is too much. He hasn't proven that he can...
No, not at all.
No.
And then that talk of, like, him and Mayweather, like, that makes no fucking sense. Just stop with that talk.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So...
Go ahead.
We know Ben Askren's coming to UFC.
Yeah.
I want to draw your attention to one thing. Something quite curious happened this week. Dana White
Hopefully it was bi.
It was not bi.
Dana White, let me just draw your attention to a comment from Dana White in 2012 on Ben Askren. Because I was confused this week when he spoke so highly of him. All right, Dana White, 2012, November 3rd. Mm-hmm. It's weird because it's like right around this time. The most, Ben Askren, when Ambien can't sleep, it takes Ben Askren. The most boring fighter in MMA history. I'd rather watch flies fuck. Dana White, 2012, November 3rd. Dana White, 2018, November 5th. We just talked. This guy thinks I hate him. If I hated you, why would you do this deal? I'm the one who did this deal. I'm the one who came up with this deal. This was my idea. Why would I do this if I hated you? In this sport, you find guys who people believe they're great or they believe they're great. It's very hard to go undefeated. I don't care who you are, who you fought. It's very hard to go undefeated. When you have situations like this, I love bringing people in like him to find out if they really are. It's incredible. It's great. In my opinion, it was a great deal for me. Wow, 6 years later.
Well, there's two things going on here. So one, I think they're officially getting rid of the 125-pound division.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty much going to happen.
Yeah.
And then two, with the Ben Askren, I think he's bringing in him just so he can get his ass beat.
You think?
So I the two names that are being talked about, one you had mentioned last week is Robbie Lawler.
That is
definitely on the table. The other is Stephen Wonderboy Thompson.
Oh, man, that's even worse.
Yeah, so I'm like, either of those, I think I like the Lawler fight better just because he's more violent. So it's like takedown defense and violence, or you give him a really good striker, like unorthodox. But again, you may get a really weird fight.
Yeah, Thompson's unpredictable. He could light up Askren, or it could be like...
He's just going to take it down
and just be boring as shit.
Right.
But Lawler, I think you're going to get exciting no matter what.
Right.
You make a good
point. Takedown defense and violence. So, and I think that's what Dana's game plan is. Like, oh, we'll bring you in so I can beat you down and show everybody that you're not as good as you said you were.
Yeah.
Because literally, a lot of people are pointing this out. He fought in Bellator and he fought in 1FC. So his level of competition has been super low. He's not fighting the best of the best. He's fighting pretty fucking good guys at times, but not the best of the best.
Okay.
So put him over here and let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. I'm interested. Yes. Curious fight. I like it.
But I will say this. I don't know if I said it before. I would like to see him and Khabib fight.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck would happen.
That's a great question. I don't know either.
You know, will the wrestling just fucking stalemate out and we have a shitty striking match?
Could be. Boring, two shitty strikers.
Well, because the wrestling negates each other, so now we have to stand and bang it out.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to win? I don't know. So I kind of like to see that.
Not the fans.
Or GSP just beat the fuck out of either of these guys. I see that. I saw Road FC just announced they're doing a streaming deal with DAZN also, fucking everybody and their mother.
they're fucking everybody and their mother?
Seriously.
Wow.
Is there a UFC Fight Pass anymore?
Not that I recall. Like,
everything was going there, but now it seems everything's going to DAZN. They have Canelo Alvarez, some other boxing promotion, Bellator, and now Road FC, so... Are they trying to be the new platform or
it
what?
It appears. Yeah, Fight Pass is more like a place to replay fights.
Well, they have like all the jiu-jitsu shit. So like Eddie Bravo, whatever other bullshit. I don't even know. There's so much content on there. Weird.
It is weird.
What else? Did you see Hungman Choi is fighting Yi Long? So you have a 7 foot, 2 inch, 350 pound man fighting a 5 foot, 9 inch, 160 pound man.
Why?
Because why not? 190 pound difference? That is what we're looking at. That is the shit I want to see.
I think the little man wins.
I think 9 times out of 10 they do, because goddamn, I'll leg lock you.
Hungman Choi is a big, burly, beefy man.
7'2", 300 plus pounds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
350. I love it. I don't know if I have anything else for news. Do you have anything else?
I'm going to save it for knowledge.
Okay. Yeah. Moving right along. Astronauts, you can save two fighters and the rest get released.
Uh-oh.
And here's the list. John Jones, Daniel Cormier, Anderson Silva, Nick Diaz, Nate Diaz, Conor McGregor, Chris Cyborg, Khabib Nurmagomedov. So I'll throw it out there.
That's
so
easy. See that. I'm going to pick Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take John Jones and Chris Cyborg.
Ooh.
John, just because I feel he's got another 5 years in him. I think Conor is done in the next year and a half. Mm-hmm. Nick and Nate are never going to fight again.
I don't know if John Jones is ever going to fight again.
Well,
after this
you know, he may, if he fucks up again, that's the challenge. Yeah. And then Chris, I think she's got like three, but
yeah,
she's just so dominant. That's tough because I mean, I could make the argument for Conor too. I can't make the argument for the Diazes just because they're too hit or miss. They're always like, even that Dustin Poirier fight. Like, he gets injured, and like, let's just move it back a month. Fuck it, I'm done fighting.
Yeah.
Like, really? Mm-hmm. And that's the argument against fighter pay right there. That man made too much money. Mm-hmm. Name your favorite matchup that was in talks of happening but never did happen.
Brock Lesnar, Fedor.
Yeah.
That's about my own. Anderson Silva, GSP.
Yeah.
And earlier, not now, like a long time ago. Those are probably my top.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Rodrigo Machado, close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Roll, pound sign Matt Rabe Train, pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. What do you think of this fourth list of nicknames that I created for MMA fighters, employees, and people in general, which you like and which you don't like? I appreciate the thumbs up, middle, and down response. BJ the Pudgy Pen. He says, more salt, Ingo. Kane, a leg power of Velasquez. CM, nobody cares, Punk.
I'm thumb downing him because of BJ Pen. Thumb down the whole way.
Danny, my anus. Donald, the annoying orange Trump. Joe, it's fascinating, Rogan. John Lampe Fitch. Okay, we got it.
Too hard to pronounce.
Khabib Mayhem Nurmagomedov. There you go. All right, if you guys were to live in the Wild West, similar to Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay.
Thank you.
I like where this is going.
Yes. And you were going to start a gang of people to try to survive it. Who's the 10 fighters you guys would choose to help you? You got to choose 7 men and 3 women. Also, they must be current UFC fighters. I don't know if I can name 7 current UFC
fighters. Is Tim Kennedy still on the roster? That would be a number.
Well, he's number one.
That would be my number one pick.
I don't know if he's not current. I got to say he's not current because he's not fighting.
I don't care. Fuck you and your rules. Tim Kennedy is number one because that motherfucker shoots USADA people. he's crazy. I need him on my roster, number one. Number two, Donald's Cowboy Cerrone. Because he's also crazy.
Yeah, you're gonna need, and he's cowboy. He could probably ride horses.
He can.
He's multi versatile.
Correct. We're gonna need a Mark Hunt because we need a big guy.
100%.
Who else do we need?
Well, I always on the ladies' side, it's gonna be Chris Cyborg, Mackenzie Dern.
We need a Holly Holm.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna throw a fourth one in because I need Kat Zingano.
Okay.
I've got things I need. Yeah, Paige Ranzett.
Yeah. Wow. It's going crazy.
I'm taking 5.
Okay, fine. You can do it.
Because two, they're like light.
Look,
something.
It's our gang, so you know we can do it.
That's right. As far as more of the men, let's see.
Who else is crazy? You got to go with Khabib. The guy wrestles bears.
Sure.
Right? Who else is kind of crazy?
Well, I'm trying to run through the divisions.
Yeah, I'm thinking them in my head, too. Who else is completely nuts? Conor McGregor, because he needs some entertainment.
Sure. I want Michael Bisping. I know he's semi-retired. He might come back.
Yeah.
All these guys are retired. They're coming back. So you can take Tim Kennedy.
Yeah.
They retire, but they always come back.
Yeah. He's my number one pick.
I think that's 7.
Good. We're good.
Fair enough. All right. Last show, I asked you guys about an MMA World Cup to build the United States team. Your choices, where I assume you met in their prime, Daniel Cormier at heavyweight, John Jones at light heavyweight, Nick Diaz at welterweight, Nate Diaz at lightweight, and Holly Holm, featherweight, or bantamweight. I present to you my Brazil team. all in their prime. Fabricio Werdum at heavyweight, Anderson Silva at light heavyweight, Damian Maia at welterweight, Rafael dos Anjos at lightweight, and Chris Cyborg or Amanda Nunes, featherweight or bantamweight.
Damn.
You guys still think your team wins? Well, Cormier beats Werdum. John Jones beats Anderson Silva. Ooh, Nick Diaz versus Damian Maia.
I think Damian wins that one.
I don't know.
In their prime?
I think Nick Diaz boxes him up.
Maybe.
Because if it goes to the ground, I think Nick can neutralize.
Good point.
Nate Diaz versus Rafael dos Anjos at 155.
Didn't they do that? I thought that was done. Did that happen? My memory not serving me well?
Yeah, I can't remember.
But I only watch fights
1%.
I'm going to give Dos Anjos that one, I think.
Leg kicks.
Yeah.
And then Chris Cyborg wins. Whatever. So is that a draw? So we got one.
No, we got one up.
Two, three, and they get one, two.
So we win.
Woo!
USA!
I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not super multinational. Weidman was fighting Jacare out here, USA! USA! I'm just, really? Do we have to be? This is not the fucking Olympics. I don't care. I don't give a shit what country you're from. I just care if you're an exciting fighter.
Yeah, you know? I'm with you, man.
And then last question, he says, I feel I haven't brought my A game to the fuck, marry, kill.
You have not.
So I'm going to put some extra effort in on these ladies. So fuck, marry, kill, celebrity edition number 20. You know, the thing that I like the most is that he's got them all numbered.
I have no spreadsheet.
You could say celebrity edition number 73. I wouldn't fucking know. I love you. You're the best. Glamour models number one. So first we start with Holly Pierce.
Who is that? Oh, whoa. Hey, now. Now you're talking our speed here.
I got a little racy on that one.
Was it a nude he said?
No, I'm still drawing the pictures.
Oh,
I'm Google imaging, okay. But I found one with some stuff on it.
That's so good. I'm with you so far.
Lindsay Pelas or Pelas?
Holy mother of God. All right.
Yeah, you're running our speed right now. And then Rosie Jones.
Good Lord. This is a tough choice. I'm not killing any of these women. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to.
Okay. Well, the last one's dead.
Can I marry two? And
you can do whatever you want.
I'll marry the last one and the first one and fuck the one in the middle.
Yeah, the one in the middle is the fuck. I marry the first one.
I mean,
one.
That's just, holy moly. That's good stuff.
I move right along. Hey, good job. Knowledge.
I got something for you.
What you got?
I present to you karate football. You want to fight with my friend?
Nice.
Did you see
that? That's Fabricio Werdum.
Here we go.
Travis Brown.
I'll give it to you one more time. We'll play it back. He's like, I'm going to fuck you up. No, you won't. Boom.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The cleats, too.
Respect.
I don't know where this is from. I think it's like in Colombia or something. Street football, soccer match.
I love it.
I thought that was quite funny.
So I was on Yahoo the other day. You know how they have all the sports articles up?
Uh-huh.
And this one shows up. I don't know what this guy's name is. Djokovic, epic victory over Federer, among the hardest wins. But then look at the picture. It says anal plus, so it looks like he's celebrating anal, like, yay, anal! You know, they goddamn well they did that on purpose.
Probably somebody thought they were going to be funny.
Yeah,
anal
I did.
Plus.
I got it. I put it up. Uh-huh. Represent.
Nice work, whoever that was. Is that USA Today?
Somebody. And then, what are your thoughts? You know, we're both playing Red Dead Redemption 2. You just got it recently. What are your thoughts?
Yes, last week. I love it. I like that it's so accessible. I usually feel all this pressure when I play video games. It's complicated. I mean, there's a lot of buttons and shit, but I feel like they're doing a good job introducing it slowly. And it's very forgiving where, like, you can kind of do whatever you want. I only have an hour, sometimes half hour to play. I'll get online and I'll play, like, a mission, or I'll go use my bow and arrow and go like hunt some shit or explore around. Just riding my horse around is fun too because it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good game.
I'm gonna post like a bunch of pictures that I took up. It's so ridiculous the stuff I'm taking pictures of and what you can do. And
how do you do that, by the way?
There's a camera in your inventory.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you could take a portrait of whatever you see, or you can do a self portrait.
Oh, okay.
And then I was telling Ingo before we started, like, you can make choices. You can either go good or go bad. And I was already leaning a little towards the bad side. So I just said, fuck it. We're going to go full bore on the bad side. So there's a dude. He got his leg caught in a fucking bear trap. Hey, man, can you help? I'm like, yeah, I can help. So I took my shotgun off. Blew his fucking leg off. His whole leg just blows off. And he's like, yeah. He died, but yeah, you know,
you're not stuck in the bear trap anymore.
No, he's not. And then I tried to open the bear trap afterwards. I couldn't open it, so that choice was made well, I think. Then
you helped him out.
I did. And then the other option was I was in some town and you know, just mind my own business. Some guy tries to fight me, and I tried the Indiana Jones him, where instead of having that big drawn out fight, you just pull your gun out and shoot the guy, and he knocks my fucking gun out of my hand. Next thing you know, three other guys jump me. I said, all right, I'm gonna fucking kill everybody in this town. Women, children, dogs, horses. I fucking killed everybody. And then more people came, and I killed them all.
Wow.
And then I stacked the bodies, and I was taking all sorts of crazy selfies with all the bodies.
You feel any guilt about that? You need some counseling?
I felt, you know, after killing all the people, the only thing I felt bad about was killing the dog.
Wow.
I had a hard time pulling the trigger on the dog.
You might be a psychopath, Matt.
What do you mean, might?
It's possible. He has no feelings.
That's the only feeling
the
I had. But then there was also another time where I killed the person's owner, and then the dog attacked.
Oh, did you kill that dog?
Fuck yeah. That one was warranted.
Did you feel bad?
No, because he attacked me first. But when you have an
psychopathy dog, then it's bad.
Yeah. So. Did you kill any horses yet?
All the time. Just so I could search the saddlebags. Because you can loot the saddlebags. I'm big into looting people after I kill them.
Oh, my God.
Even if I'm only getting 50 cents.
So cool. How much money you got?
Like 2,000.
Wow.
You do a couple missions, like, later on, you get some cash.
Got about $300, I think.
Yeah.
I thought that was a lot, but apparently not.
Well, they said at some point, like, money isn't going to be an issue. So
there's some 1,000 where you get 2 gold bars, Jack something, Ryan Gang or something like that.
I don't know. I haven't made that.
Good game.
Yes.
Highly
very fun. Check it out. Buy it. Play it. Online's coming.
Yes. That's been it. This week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Wyrope.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.